1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Liveline. Tick, 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 drip, 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 tick, tick, tick. The water meters up and down the country have gone live, folks. They're communicating with the mothership back in Irish water. Paul, good afternoon. You're an electrical engineer by trade, yes?
I am, yeah.
So you'd imagine you're a fairly technical, practical sort of a fellow, yeah?
Reasonable enough.
But the water meters have eluded you.
Well, the water meter is basically a measuring device. It counts up in units. And I asked the question with Irish Water, what does a unit mean? So, simple, lift up the trap, you have a look. It says it's used 152. Tomorrow we'll be lifted up to 155. You have 3 units used. Is that 3 cubic metres? Is it 3 by 100 litres? How much water is that going through the pipe?
Mm-hmm.
And no one can answer the question, which I find amazing.
So in exactly the same way that if you get onto the ESB and you ask them how many kilowatt hours is a unit, you wanted to know how many litres is a unit.
That's it.
And they couldn't. And they couldn't tell you.
No.
They couldn't, or they wouldn't tell you, Paul.
Well, I rang. I went through the 2 departments in Irish Water. Got through to their technical department, and they said, "Well, no one has asked that question. And what do you want to know it for?" And I said, well, do you have an ESB meter at home? That measures what you're using. You know how much you have to pay. And she said, well, don't worry about that. We're going to read the meters for you and we'll let you know. And I said, yeah, but do you ever get charged, overcharged? So no one could answer it. And Finian McGrath, who's one of our local TDs, I threw the question at him and he has got the same answer. So does anyone in Irish Water, can they tell us what a unit on the meter registers? Simple.
Should be the simplest thing in the world. Is it 100 litres? Is it 10 litres?
Yeah.
Is it 7.5 litres?
Yeah. We're all going to be getting bills in the future for X amount of litres of water or whatever way it's going to be measured to us. So we need to know.
Absolutely. Well, question. I mean, it's the standard precaution that everybody takes when they get their electricity bill, or should take, that you divide the number of units by the unit cost and then into what your bill total is and make sure that it tallies with what's reading on your meter outside.
Yeah, well, you also need to look, because say you have a leak, how are you going to know? And it begs the other question. How do you expect the elderly or the infirm to read these meters? You're 300 millimetres down in the ground. You have to get down on your knees. You have to try and wedge the cover up, pull another cover up, and then get down and try and see what it is. Surely they should have put a device in the home that said you've used X amount of litres of water.
Well, as we were talking yesterday, there was chat about putting some sort of a device in the home, but that's in the future. So do I take it then that you and friends and neighbours were all out standing around looking down into holes in the ground at your meters this morning?
Well, no. How this actually came about was one of my neighbours got an actual letter in the post to say that he was using a lot of water towards what he should be using. And that begged the question, does anyone know how to look at the meter and how to read it?
So hang on. Who wrote to him and told him he was using a lot more water than he should be?
Irish Water basically said you possibly have a leak on your property because the volume of water that's going through your pipe does not represent the amount of people in your house.
Okay, so they had been monitoring before October 1st. The system had gone live.
Yeah, the system's on there. It's like their system is live. It's reporting back by GSM. So they know exactly what's going through to each house, per se. They must know.
Okay, well, they were, in fairness to Irish Water, they were doing him a favour and saying before the system goes live, before we start billing you, you should pay attention to this. So go on.
Well, where's the, if you take it, right, we're all being told, right, average, it's going to cost us three. If you have a 2-unit or a 3-unit family, it's going to cost you 300 or 400 euros. Right? If you don't know what you're using and you can't read or evaluate what you're using, what happens when you get a bill next December for 1,000 euros?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, as you say, you know, the difference between 152 and 155 on the meter could be anything at the moment. You wouldn't know if you're filling the Pulafuca Reservoir overnight with the amount of water that you're losing with 3 units, unless you know what a unit is.
These the meters they put in are top mark, digital, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. So they must be able to tell you to nearly the litre what you're using. But I can't understand why the technical department in Irish Water can't tell you that. So that was my question. I hope you can get an answer to it.
I'm just absolutely gobsmacked that they can't tell you that, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just you make the call and ask someone there now and see what they say.
Of course we will. Absolutely will. There's somebody upstairs doing it as we speak. But I just it should be the most basic thing than the first question that you are able to answer on this day, as you point out, when there are, you know, little knots of people gathered outside their homes looking down at these tiny little manholes in the ground and trying to see what exactly is going on there and how much they're using every time they flush the toilet. Did you have one of those meters? Because I gather there's two different types. There's one in which the last two digits are obscured, that you can only read it, you can only see what's going on in hundreds of units and not down to tens and singles.
I tell you, I just had a quick look at the meter. I wasn't really that, I didn't pay that much attention. What I do remember was the prime digits on it were 00142 or 132. Mm-hmm. And I just said, I'll make a note of that. And I'll have a look in 3 or 4 days' time and see where it uses.
All right, but you were able to read every digit in the box and along the line.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So like, if you're able, like your meter, like your bloody manometer in your car, it calls X, you travel a distance, it's Y, take it away, you know what you've done. But no one seems to be able to say, right, you've used 50 units, and the 50 units are, what's the multiplier? Is it 10 litres, 100 litres, or what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Surely that can be answered.
Well, it can be answered when you get the bill and you're actually able to see how many units were used and then divide that into the bill. But you're not going to know until then, is what you're saying, if Irish Water are unable to answer that question. I'm sure they have to be able to answer the question. Maybe it was just the person you were talking to.
Well, I spent 15, 20 minutes on the phone one evening to two departments. And when I was talking to the second department, I put the phone down and I shook my head and I said, holy heart of God, you know, this is the 24th century. What are we at?
And as a Sparks or an electrical engineer, somebody who must be used to occasionally getting into tight spots and doing awkward jobs, did you find it easy to get access to the meter?
Well, put it this way. My father-in-law's 90 years of age, right? And I said to him, would you be able to do that? No. And it took me a while to get the cover up. And then to make sure you put down the cover right, how's no one trips over it. So it was a bad place for the pull meter in the first instance.
Mm.
Because it's really, like if you take our ESB meter or gas meter or your other utilities come into your home, you have a box on the side of your house. It's your responsibility. We have a box out in the street. We're going to be paying for the meter, right? The accessibility into it is not great. Irish Water seems to think you shouldn't even look at it. And, you know.
And that it's none of your business. All right. Hang on there a second, Paul. Anne, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Philip.
Can you read your meter?
No, we've just been looking at it at the start of the programme there. And it's so far down that my husband's arm will not reach down to just even touch it. Now, he's not
Phil's in Brussels now. He's not going to come back and get down on his hunkers and reach down and read the meter for you, I'm afraid.
Right.
So hang on. So even when your husband lies on the ground, his arm won't reach the little manhole cover of the meter, no?
And you can't see it now. We left it there and we decided, he says his binoculars up somewhere upstairs. He's going tomorrow. He might have a look there. Excuse me, we couldn't see we could see the little dials, but we couldn't see what was written on them, you know, what numbers have come up or anything like that.
Have you binoculars?
We have, he's getting them out this evening and he'll look at it tomorrow.
And has anybody from Irish Water seen this installation job?
When it was installed, somebody came. I presume it was from there as well, from Sierra, I think, was the company at the time. And he said, when he opened it, he said to my husband, "What the F is that doing down there?" And he said, "Well, I don't know. You're the man." So we haven't heard anything about it since.
So are they not going to be able to repair it or monitor it or get access to it if they need to?
They probably would. I presume they would have tools or whatever, but it's so far down that
Extendable arms and binoculars for eyes?
Probably, yeah. But it's way down. It's ridiculous.
Is this just you, or do you have neighbours in the same situation?
I don't know. A while ago was the first time we looked at it, other than that remark, which was forgotten. We forgot it as well, because...
Now, no disrespect to your husband whatsoever, but he doesn't have abnormally short arms by any chance,
does
he?
No, absolutely not.
They are standard issue arms, yeah?
Standard issue, medium build man. So, here we go again.
Sounds like it. Caroline, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine, thank you.
You're another one of these people who it seems is now going to end up paying on the double, because you were already paying commercial rates for a business in the home, yeah?
Yes, I have a home office and I get a bill every 6 months from Meath County Council. Mostly, in fact, entirely made up of the standing charge, which is a total of €93 a year. And the most recent information I have from them, which is just when the last bill arrived about a fortnight ago, was that I will continue to have to pay that. But the interesting thing is that in actual fact, I do know roughly how much water I use, because according to their meter, I'm using on average about 50 cubic meters per 6 month period.
Okay. What does that actually mean to you? 50.
Well, it means that it's.
Have you any idea how much that?
What the bill says is that I have a domestic allowance, and that I haven't exceeded it. But it doesn't tell me exactly what the domestic allowance is.
All right. So you're under your allowance.
I'm under my allowance, but of course I will pay under the new system. But my.
But are you going to be paying on the double as well?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm going to be paying for the council's meter as well as Waterways, Irish Water.
Irish Water.
Yes.
That just really doesn't seem fair.
Well,
does it, Caroline?
There must be a lot of people in my position. I have I have a consultancy service for the insurance industry. But it means I have a home office, and I don't have any employees. A man from Veolia came in 2009. This has only been going on since 2009, asked me questions about the nature of my business and how many employees I had, and so on. How many urinals I had? Anyway, I made him.
How many urinals do you have, Caroline?
Look. So he said, "Oh no, I don't need to." And I said, "I think you do." So I marched him up and down the house and said, "Right, we have two bathrooms. I have no employees. Customers don't come to me. I go to them. And I'm here on my own most of the time." So,
And in fairness as well, you are, I suppose, technically clocking off work if you go to the toilet and you flush it and consume water. And if you are filling the washing machine or the dishwasher,
exactly,
you're clocking off work to do that as well, really,
exactly,
aren't you?
Exactly.
I mean, look, I'm being facetious about it, Caroline. But,
I know you are. I would have a big influx when at holiday times when my family come home for Christmas and whatever. But they're grown up and moved away.
But the point that I was going to make is, can your business sustain costs like that?
It's a tax. I use it as it goes against my income tax.
Ah, right.
It's allowable as a business expense.
The commercial
minor
rates were.
It's just
all
the
right.
irritation of it.
Okay, so it's bureaucracy, it's red tape, it's not actually going to hit you financially.
No, it's not. The only thing is that when I'm thinking of retiring, and at that stage, then I'm not quite sure what they'll do. But they'll just switch it off, possibly, or whatever. There must be a lot of people around the country who are in my position.
It sounds like there are, and we've had a good few calls from them. Let me move on. Graham, good afternoon. How are you?
Philip, I'm very well. Yourself?
Very good, very good. You weren't back in Scotland to vote in the independence referendum, were you, Graham?
Well, listen, I tell you, there was such interest in it. There were so many people asked me about it. So what I did was I phoned up just to check
whether you were entitled to or not.
And right enough, I didn't have the vote.
You didn't. Well, anyway, you've rung in about water meters now. You have figured something out here. Share with the group, will you please?
Absolutely right. The unit is a litre. If you picture yourself looking down at the cogs of the meter, the one on your right-hand side is the lowest, the smallest cog, right? And it, if it had a number one on it, that would be 1 litre.
One litre or one unit now?
1 litre. Are
you absolutely sure about this?
I'm definite. I'm from Scotland. We don't make mistakes now. And then once that
Money is concerned. Not that I want to be perpetuating national stereotypes here now, Graham. Is that why you're saying that you have such a keen interest in this?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, so that cog can go up as far as 9, and then the cog next to it, i.e. the second cog, let's call it, would go to 1. So that would be 10 litres.
Okay.
And then that second cog can clog around as far as 9, and then it'll prompt the third cog to go to 999.
In exactly the same way that your gas meter or your electricity meter does. The technology is still the same. But tell me something. How is it that you know this by virtue of just being a Scotsman, and Irish Water don't seem to know this?
Because, if you just bear with me, once that's gone to 999, the fourth cog, which is the first black with black numbers on it, will go to 1. And that will be 1,000 litres, which is also 1 cubic metre. And it says on the metres, I think it says, from memory, cubic metres.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. So so that being the one that you're talking about then being the fourth dial across.
Yep. No flies on you.
Is going...
The fourth dial across, which is the first black one, and it's at 1 cubic metre.
1,000 litres? Okay. Have you got the unit cost, though? That's the other question that we still haven't got an answer to.
Well, I didn't. There was a gentleman on who would be far as sharp as I am, but it was this idea that we don't know what these units are, that we do. It's litres and it's cubic metres.
Very good, Graham. Thank you very much. Pat, good afternoon. Go on, Graham.
I mean, I have been wrong before in my life, and I stand to be corrected, but that's my read on it.
Very good. Pat, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon, Philip.
What did you want to tell me?
Well, the man just took the words out of my mouth there, the gentleman before me. You have 8 numbers on your meter when you look into the little hole there, right? The last three numbers on there are red.
The last two numbers are red, and he's saying that the first was going to be. But the thing is, just tell me, does the meter that you're looking at, is it manufactured by Elster? E-L-S-T-E-R.
I'm not sure. I checked my meter yesterday.
Because I think there might be two different kinds of meters around, and it might not be quite so clear in the case of the other ones as to exactly how many units are being consumed at any one time.
Right. But if you look at your meter or any of the people at the moment, there's 3 red numbers on the right-hand side of the meter. They represent leaders, according to the guy that put mine in, I asked them. Mm-hmm. So when them 3 numbers goes 999, or 1 comes on the black side, on the black number, that comes up as a 1. So that's 1,000 litres you have used.
Mm-hmm. And have you been looking down at that meter this morning?
I looked at it this morning, Philip, yeah. I checked my meter.
And are you running in and out of the house and flushing the toilet and coming back out again and seeing how many units you've consumed?
No, I just wanted to see if I had a leak under my house. What I did when I looked down at the meter, it wasn't moving. I went in and I opened the tap inside in my sink. And I looked in and there was a red number going slowly round, just like your ESB meter on the side of the wall outside.
And when you shut that tap off again, there was no movement. So you've deduced anyway, no leaks.
No movement in any of the numbers, and that's a good way to check it. If you have a leak underneath, it will move. It's just like your ESP meter. If you want to check it to see if the ESP meter is working right on the wall, you go in and you shut your main breaker off inside in the hallway for about 10 minutes and go out and check your meter. And if it's moving, then there's something wrong with your meter. You should phone the ESP up to come and change it. If it's not moving, you are okay.
Yeah. Brian, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm grand.
You've been taking photographs of your meter.
Well, it's hard enough to read it, but if you just stick your mobile phone in and take a photograph, then you get the reading. And you've a dated photograph in your phone. So I was doing that every week to see how much we were consuming and trying to cut down.
It also means that there's going to be no such thing as estimated readings in your house, because you're going to know from day one what the meter read, and when the bill arrives, you'll be able to say, oh, well, I agree or I disagree with how many units you say I've consumed.
Yeah, but the main purpose of it really was to make sure that we cut down the cost as much as possible. But as a caller says, it is clearly marked in cubic meters, so you can tell how many litres you've used. And we found a leaking tap in the greenhouse. We couldn't understand why we were using so much, but there was a dripping tap in the greenhouse, and that was the explanation.
And how much was that using?
It was using 4 or 5 litres an hour. It was quite significant.
Really? And it wasn't leaving such a mess that you would have noticed, no?
No, there was a hose, and the greenhouse has drainage in the floor, so we just didn't notice. It was just slowly dripping away.
4 or 5 litres an hour?
Mm.
Good Lord. Hundreds of litres a day? Thousands of litres in 10 days?
Yeah, it was going to use our allocation very, very quickly.
But you got on top of that one. You've also just come up with a very, very good idea for the people who have either got meters down the bottom of very deep holes or very short arms. Just put your phone down, take a snap, and then take a look at the phone, and you'll be able to see what the meter reads.
Yeah, zoom it into the reading. It's quite easy. But then you have a dated record.
You do indeed. Brian, you're full of good ideas. Thank you very much for your call, and thank you, Pat, and everybody else. Back after these. Sue, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, Philip?
You've been tracking your water usage.
Yes, my meter was put in on the 28th of May. So it's got the three little red boxes on the right-hand side and then the black numbers to the left. And it's working out at around 58 litres per day, because I have 2 diverter kits on 2 downpipes that I use for the garden and things like that. So it's just for the house then, and I live alone.
So you're harvesting your roof rainwater
for all
of your outdoor needs.
That's right, yes.
And good Lord, I'd say in the course of the last 6 or 7 weeks, there's been plenty of use for that, but probably not an awful lot of rainwater being gathered.
Yeah, but I find I don't have to use the water from the house at all for the garden, and I've quite a big garden because I grow my own vegetables and things like that. But the guys that put in the meter for me were extremely helpful, and they explained to me how the meter worked and everything, so that's why I was able to track it from then till now. And they've said exactly the same as that Scottish gentleman that you had on earlier.
Graham, yeah.
That's how you do it.
But see, I think there are a number of different meters, because the fact that you're talking about your last 3 digits on the meter being red means that it's different to another one which has the last 2 digits in red, and some others which have the last few digits obscured, so you can't see what's going on.
The very last digit on the right-hand side is slightly obscured, but it is there. If you look closely enough, you will see it.
And is yours easily accessible?
Yes, it is. Yes, I use a flathead screwdriver, just to lift the lid, and then I take off the frost cover. But I use a torch so that I can see the numbers clearly.
And with the number of people in your house then, and 51 litres a day, are you under or over your allowance, do you know?
Oh, I have no idea, but I'm just wondering if I'm well under it. Are they going to give me back money rather than me give them money?
Don't be silly, Sue. What a nonsense idea. Giving you back money, please.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you very much, Sue.
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
Bye.
51551, the text number, and we'll take a break.